The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Let's talk about a member of government, about Simon Harris, the higher education minister, who said that the CAO system could be reformed under new plans that he's brought forward. The changes will see people apply for apprenticeships through the CAO for the first time. The Department of Further Education have a three-year strategy. They want to increase apprenticeships to about 10,000 every year. Well, Carol Dieter is well known to most of you as a financial journalist, and he joins me now on the line. Carol, what do you make of this plan? Because I suppose the point of it on some level is to elevate people who have an apprenticeship, elevate their qualification up there with like the likes of us who have a college degree, us college graduates.
Well, when you say us college graduates, you can speak for yourselves. I'm a college dropout. Now, I did go on and got other types of education, but I was never awarded a university degree. So my message to people is pretty clear. There is life outside of universities. In fact, most of the things worth knowing in this life are not learned in college. They're actually learned in businesses and places that people go to work. And that's not to say college doesn't prepare you for a lot of things and it's not a wonderful experience, but it's just to make the facts clear that the skills that you use now today, for instance, you probably didn't learn in university, and that means how to run a radio show and do all of those things. Mm. It's typically not what they actually teach you, and that's your day-to-day skill set. And I think most people joke about this stuff that they learned in school with mathematics that they no longer use. Education is vital. You've got to learn how to take in information in the world and utilize it and apply it and get difficult concepts into your head. But there's a lot of other ways to do it. And I have for a long time, been a critic of the education system in that respect, is because it still has a strong emphasis on effectively what is showing a preference towards people who are very gifted at rote learning.
This is part of, as I said, this plan to increase the number of apprenticeships to about 10,000 every year and expanding what we think of as an apprentice. Because I think in a lot of our heads, certainly when I was leaving school, if someone said, would you consider an apprenticeship? That meant, would you consider laying blocks or being a carpenter or being an electrician? It means an awful lot more in other parts of the world, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Of course it does. You see, the thing is, what happened is in Ireland, we think apprentice, you know, effectively, you weren't good enough to go to college, so you went some other way. But there are lots of jobs that have really good incomes and strong career paths that are effectively apprenticeships. So airplane pilots, you don't go to university to learn to be an airplane pilot. It's a good paid job when planes are flying, and it has a very strong career path. It is effectively a white-collar apprenticeship. One of the most recession-proof jobs in the world is accountancy. And as a part-qualified accountant, I can tell you, you don't need to go to university to do it. Now, and that doesn't mean that the quality of your accountancy or the quality of your mathematics or numbers used in accountancy is any less. It's just that there's a very defined career path towards this one specific job. And what really opened my eyes to this the most was that we have, for many years, taken in German apprentices into our finance company to work here on work experience. And they're really super skilled, but they do these apprenticeships and things like they'll say that it's called business administration, but their actual job is they fit out restaurants 3 days a week, and then they do 2 days a week in internal architecture in university or like a college, I suppose you call it. They come over and they are just mind-blowingly good at whatever they turn their hand to. It's actually really amazing to see people so young being so good at work. And they say, yeah, this is an apprenticeship. It's not university. It's for like kind of an egghead thing if people want to be really just like an academic. Everything else for them is all about the practical elements of it. And they see apprenticeships in a much broader sense than we do. And because of it, it's part of the reason why they have these huge skill sets in chemicals and manufacturing and all sorts of areas. And it's part of the reason behind, you know, a really vibrant German economy and why they're so good at exporting too.
I was going to ask, you know, about kind of the evolving situation. And it sounds like we need to devolve in some ways. Well, I trained as a solicitor and you were called an apprentice. You had to do an apprenticeship. And that was a legacy of when you could just go and do it. You know, you would just find a solicitor to take you on and train you to do this job. And at some point in our past, you know, a college degree was inserted in beforehand. You know, that this was something that everyone really should do.
Yeah, and look, there's many famous solicitors down through history who actually were apprentices and never went to university. Abraham Lincoln being a very good example, you know, former president of the USA. In fact, to this day, I think I'm still correct in saying that lawyers, or what we call barristers here, they still do a thing called deviling. So their ultimate final piece is to actually follow around, an experienced person in that area or whatever they're learning, and that's. That's effectively what an apprenticeship is. So I think we've gotten a bad idea of it. The other thing that's happened, and I've heard many economists talk about this, is the dumbing down of university and the broadening of university so that you can do like all sorts of different courses and different things. And something I'd encourage both prospective students and, more importantly, perhaps parents who will be supporting those students through their education, is to look at the payback or the likely payback on the type of education you get. So what you learned, it has a very clear career path, has very obvious returns. The same for many things in science, engineering, mathematics, technology. But if you, for instance, go and you study anthropology, or you go and you study art, the payback on those degrees, you might spend 4 or 5 years of your life getting it, but you will actually be less well off in the future than if you just went out and got some regular job. It's not to say people don't go on and have exciting lives, exciting careers, but they have actually done studies on this. Mm. And so if the idea of education is at least in part to give you a better future, because we know quite often that people educated in university do perform better over time, think about what you're studying. That's a really important message that almost never gets through. And then you've got to do the final thing. And this is the one that's a little bit of a softly. You've got to think about what you'll be happy doing in life. So many people, like, do you know over 50% of students, I think, in some college courses drop out in the first year? Like, how bad a choice are they making? Where was their guidance? Yeah. Where's the path for them? Like, we need to think about, basically stop that thing where people look down on you if you don't go to university, where, you know.
Yeah, because I'm glad you brought that looking down on you, because that's the other element here. And I suppose that's the thing that this might tackle by putting apprenticeships alongside standard college courses on the CAO, is it might start to chip away at that snobbery that exists around not going to college and doing an apprenticeship.
I totally agree. I remember speaking to the economist, former of Trinity College, he's in Oxford now, called Kevin O'Rourke, and I think it's his mom is Danish, but we were talking about this over coffee one day, and he said in Denmark, you know, they have an excellent education system, but it's not like here where you're judged on it. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, like, if your son or daughter is a roofer, no one looks at that and thinks, you know, you're lesser or anything. It's like, you have an important part of our economy, of our society. And I guess if we got more towards letting people find what their true gras is, find what they might be really good at. Because, for instance, one of the reasons I dropped out of college, I wanted to be a scientist. I still want to be a scientist. I still love mathematics, which to me is the purest science there is. But I went for a university degree instead of going the applied biology route. And that was ultimately why I dropped out. I didn't belong in an academic setting. I belonged in something where I could apply it and be more focused on a hands-on solution. And I think, you know, part of life is making mistakes. Everyone does it. But the push towards university-only education as an end to itself, I think it's a mistake. And I think you can see from the number of people who come out of it without the university education that had they spent it applying themselves to something else, perhaps an apprenticeship or perhaps some other calling in life that had, you know, some structure around it so a person could get through and become skilled, because it takes a long time to do that, that we'd have actually a better country and a better economy.
Do you think that snobbery then follows people maybe on as well later in life, that, you know, once you get the college degree and you get the job, the profession, whatever it is, you still always look down your nose a little bit at kind of, we'll call it, you know, trades and the work that goes, like, you know, laying blocks or doing a bit of carpentry or whatever it happens to be. And so you'll always hire people to do that work as opposed to doing it yourself or trying to do it yourself. I mean, do you try to do these things yourself?
Yeah, well, last Friday I poured a driveway, and that was 7 cubic meters of concrete done by wheelbarrow because just the place that it was at. And I'm still taking ibuprofen today because I feel like a paperclip. But yes, Kieran, you would honestly, you get a laugh if you could see me in person at the moment. I run hobble. But look, I suppose that's part of this is specialization. So like the same way I pay a dentist to take out my teeth, you know, or fix them or whatever, I'm not going to try that myself. And then there's things that you would try yourself. I think people being handy, I think every guy should have a set of tools. Look, that's just me, judge accordingly, whatever. We have different skill sets. And I do think that there is an issue where people sometimes look down on those in the trades. And I actually think from someone who didn't finish university, I actually did that to myself too. I kind of thought, oh, that person, like, they've got a master's. And so I struggled for years. I was getting more and more qualifications. And now I have about 10 financial qualifications, which definitely add up to way more than I would have ever learned in university.
Yeah.
And you know, but again, with half of them, I'm not really using them. They were actually a vanity project for myself because of my own internal feelings towards where I was. And I look at it now and I can see that that was perhaps a mistake. And you still get little tools and benefits from lifelong education, yeah, which I am a huge believer in, by the way. And again, that gets back to this thing of what are you hoping to achieve? Because lifelong education is very different than going to university and, you know, getting the top degree and then going out to work. Lifelong education is a different approach and a more targeted approach towards the types of education that we offer. Again, it's a slightly different approach. And I think that in the long run, I think we're eventually going to get there. I just think that we will. The Industrial Revolution produced the school of today. You know, child labor was one of the reasons why we had these long summer holidays and things. I think that we're just going to naturally evolve. We will get there. We're not there yet.
All right. Listen, Carl, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks a million for your time. Carl Dieter, the financial analyst.